奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考道圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will study the Bible together.
今天晚上用义人的口是生命的泉源，跟大家来分享有关于真理里面我们读经的进度。
And tonight, I'd like to use the topic of the mouth of righteous is the word of life as our mutual encouragement, based on the daily Bible readings that are in our schedule.
我们现在读经进度在读真言啊这卷书。
And currently, we are studying or reading the book of Proverbs.
今天是3月11号，应该是读第11章。
And today is the March 11, so we should be reading chapter 11.
希望说我们都能够照着这个读经进度，每一天呢，把这些神的话语呢读一读。
And hope that everyone can be encouraged to follow this daily Bible reading schedule.
那箴言从第十章开始呢，我们这个礼拜的读经进度应该是从第十章到第十六章了这一周。
And for this week, our daily Bible reading schedule should start from chapter 10 all the way through chapter 16.
那从第十章开始，这是箴言的第二段，第二个单元。
And starting from chapter 10, it is the second unit of the book.
那这个第二个单元的箴言跟第一个单元，从第一章第九章它的写作的方式不太一样。
And the first episode and the second episode of Book of Proverbs, they are using different ways of writing the book.
第一章到第九章呢，基本上一直在介绍智慧，在制造，也在预言耶稣基督。
And from chapter 1 through chapter 9, it is to prophesize the wisdom or to also talk about Lord Jesus.
在第一单元里面有很多很重要的真理性的预表。
And in the first episode, there are many truths about Lord Jesus.
那从第十章到第二十二章呢，基本上这里面的真言基本上每一节都可以自己成为一个单元的。
And from chapter 10 all the way through chapter 22, each verse can be on its own episode as well.
有时候这同一节里面的上句跟下句是对偶的，就是对称的。
And if we look at one verse, the previous verse and the next verse can actually compare to one another.
是在同一节里面的信息就有一个对比，是很强烈的对比。
And within the same chapter, within each verse, it actually has a different comparisons between each verse.
那这个对比呢，就是要反映出真理。
This comparison is to reflect the truth.
那如果我们能够从这个我们的生活里面去体验真言所讲的这些信息呢，我们会发现说神的道理真的是又真又活。
If we can use our life to experience this truth, that then we can understand that the Bible itself is really a living Bible.
那这个它的对比通常都是在讲善跟恶。
And the comparison usually would compare between the good and the evil.
有时候比较智慧跟愚昧。
And many times, it will compare the wisdom and the foolishness.
那有时候比较这个智慧的话跟这个愚昧的话有什么差别？
And sometimes it will use the comparison to distinguish the difference between the wisdom speech and the foolishness speech.
那在第二个段落里面呢，特别讲到有很多有关于我们的说话的问题。
And in the second episode, especially talks about the problem of our speech.
就是我们要怎么样来谨慎我们的嘴巴，我们的舌头，有时候是我们的嘴唇啊。这个圣经里面用不同的话、不同的字眼来描述，我们要很小心，然后要能够谨慎的保守它。
And the Bible uses many different words to encourage us to be careful about what we say.
如果我们可以从圣经里面得到教训，能够把它实行在生活里面呢？特别在有关于讲话这方面，我们才有可能成为完全人。
And if we can use the Bible as our guide to be careful about what we speak, then we can become a complete man.
因为在那个雅各书里面说啊，如果我们没有办法勒住我们的舌头，我们就不会是完全人的。
And in Book of James, it talks about if we cannot control our tongue, then we cannot be perfect.
那我们现在来看 看从箴言第十章来看看，这个要怎么样来说出有意义的话，能够真的造就人的话。
So starting from chapter 10, let us study what can we say to have a meaningful speech.
箴言第十章。
Chapter 10 of Book of Proverbs.
第十章一开始，我们就会看到他一直在比较两种人。
And starting from chapter 10, it compares between two different type of people.
就是智慧之子跟愚昧之子。
And it compares the wise son and the foolish.
那我们如果有在读这一章，你会读几次，你会发现有一些字眼特别突出，然后一直重复出现的。
If we read this chapter carefully, we can see that there is certain words that keep popping out within this chapter.
所以在读了一开始在读的时候，发现说好像没有一个什么系统，因为好像每一节都是单独的这样子。
Because it looks like the chapter doesn't have a system within the chapter, but because each verse is standing by its own.
但是当我读了几次以后，发现这里面其实有些道理的。
But if we read the chapter a couple times, then we can actually find a truth within the chapter.
就发现说这里面谈到很多口、嘴跟舌头。
And we can see that the chapter emphasize on the mouth and the tongue.
然后他这个口、嘴跟舌头，他都对比这个义人跟恶人。
And the chapter use the mouth and the tongue to compare the righteous man and also the foolish man,
wicked.
And the wicked man.
然后这个明哲人跟愚昧人。
And also the wise man and the foolish man.
所以这是一个对比，然后他要强调这个嘴巴讲出的话的重要性。
And it is a comparison to emphasize the importance of having a good speech.
我们现在看一下第十章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 6.
这里说，福祉临到义人的头，强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。第六节。
Blessing crown the head of the righteous, and prevalence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked.
好，现在看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
以眼传神的使人忧患，口里愚妄的必致倾倒。
He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chatterful comes to ruin.
哦，对不起，第八节其实也说一样了。心中智慧的必受命令，口里愚妄的必致倾倒。
In verse 8, the wise in heart accepts commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin.
然后到第十一节说，义人的口是生命的泉源，强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
Verse 11, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked.
你看第十三节说，明哲人嘴里有智慧，无知人背上受刑杖。
Verse 13, wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks judgment.
你看第十四节说，智慧人积存知识，愚妄人的口数字败坏。
Verse 14, wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin.
我们看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
隐藏怨恨的有说谎的嘴，口出残棒的是愚妄的人。
He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool.
十九节说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
二十节，义人的舌乃是高银，义恶人的心所值无几。
Verse 20, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value.
二十一节，义人的口教养多人，愚昧人因无知而死亡。
21, the lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment.
现在看过去看第二三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
义人的口滋生智慧，乖谬的舌必被割断。
The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be cut out.
32节，义人的嘴能令人喜悦，恶人的口说乖谬的话。
32, the lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse.
他们，你把这些经节，这个每一个经节都跟我们的嘴巴有关系的。
So every verse that we just read is related to our lips or mouth.
那我们现在从这一章里面，小弟用第十一节那里，义人的口是生命的泉源来做题目，跟大家的分享这个主题。
So we will use verse 11, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life as our today's topic.
那现在在圣经里面一直提到这个义人跟恶人，到底谁是义人？
So who is the righteous man?
基本上在旧约圣经里面，他并没有很清楚的定义谁是义人。
In the Old Testament, it actually does not define who exactly is righteous man.
义人这个字在箴言最多，因为箴言他一直在强调义人的福气，义人应该怎么做。
And in the book of Proverbs, it actually the righteous man appear repetitions within the Old Testament.
在旧约时代的义人的概念跟我们在新约时代现在的概念是不一样的。
The concept of a righteous man in the Old Testament is actually a little bit different than now.
在旧约时代，所谓的义人就是敬畏神的，能够行公义的人。
In the Old Testament, for a righteous man, he is someone who acts out a righteous.
那就好像在创世纪第六章，在挪亚那个时代。
Just like in Book of Genesis chapter 6, during the time of Noah.
我们现在看一下创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
第六章，看第九节。
Verse 9.
六章九节说，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
好，第七章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 1.
神对挪亚说：“你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。”
And chapter 7 verse 1, the Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation."
那在圣经里面特别在强调说，当时候神看这个世界是败坏，因为人凡有血气的那个人在神面前。所行的都败坏，都是凭血气，然后败坏的行为。
And the Bible in Book of Genesis it emphasized that during that time, the people, the generation during that time are all act, were all very wicked.
那所以呢，他特别强调，神特别强调说，我看你在我眼前是个义人，因为你敬畏神，你愿意与神同行。
And yet, Lord emphasized, or said to Noah, saying that, you are righteous in the eyes of God.
要愿意与神同行，表示他的那个心思意念，他所作所为呢，要能够被神接受。
And also, he walked with God. The reason he walked with God is so that he actually accept God's message.
啊，而且他所做出来的是神所可以接受、神悦纳的。
And all his actions is actually accepted by the Lord.
啊，所以这个时候，你看挪亚，他说他是义人啊，神说的。
So in here we can see that God emphasized that Noah is a righteous man.
然后到创世纪第十八章的时候，到亚伯拉罕的时代，亚伯拉罕他为索多玛城祈求的时候。
So if we go to a book of Genesis chapter 18, when is the time of Abraham?
那时候神说哈、哦，他要去索多玛看看他们那里的情形，啊，把那个城毁灭。
And God said to Abraham, saying that he will travel to the city of Sodom to look how wicked the men in that city are.
那时候亚伯拉罕就跟神说了，他说不管善恶，你都要把这个城全毁吗？
And so Abraham asked the Lord, regardless how many good men or evil men in that city, are you going to destroy the entire city?
哦，那个。无论善恶，你都要着灭吗？那个善恶，其实善就是指的是义人，就是义人你也不把他留下来，跟恶人一起让他们毁灭吗？这样合理吗
？Which means that Abraham was asking the Lord, "Are you going to also destroy the righteous man along with the evil man?"
所以从第二十四节开始呢，亚伯兰就开始跟神祷告了，五十个可不可以？如果有四十五个可不可以？四十个就 一路一直传。一直这样子祷告下来，就是强调义人。这城里面有义人的话，那神说如果有就不毁灭了。
So starting verse 24, Abraham started to pray whether there is 50, 45, 30, 20 righteous men, then will God also destroy the city?
但是到最后，其实最后整个所罗马城都被毁灭了。
But in reality, the city of Sodom was destroyed because there was no righteous man.
那里面住的那个罗德，天使把他叫出去了。
And Lot, who actually dwelt in that city, was saved by the angel.
然后那个城毁灭，表示说在神面前没有一个人是神，他们的行为是神可以接受的。
And when the city was destroyed, that means all the actions of the men in that city were not accepted by the Lord.
所以当时在旧约那个时代，其实传道书里面他说，其实事实上是连一个义人都没有的了。
And in Ecclesiastes, it talks about that there is actually no a single righteous man in that city.
哦，当世代，然后我们现在看第七。传道书七章的第二十节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章二十节。
Chapter 7 verse 20.
时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在是没有。
There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins.
所以，其实我们人在罪里面生存，其实按照神的标准，没有一个是义人的，每个人都有罪。
When we live with in sin, there is actually no one that is righteous.
因此，他在旧约圣经里面所讲这个义人，基本上他讲的是认为这些人是他愿意听神的话，敬畏神，所以跟我们现在认为的是要经过耶稣宝血赦罪这个义是不一样的。
So the Old Testament that talks about the righteous man is that he walk according to God's will, which is different from the New Testament when we say a righteous man. Is because he is being baptized within the blood of Lord Jesus.
在所有人类里面，只有主耶稣基督是唯一的义人了。
And throughout the human history, there is only Lord Jesus who is sinless.
所以那个主耶稣被钉十字架之后，钉他那个百夫长，在主耶稣断气之后，他才说：“哇，这是个义人，这神的真是神的儿子。
”So after Lord Jesus died on the cross, then the centurion he actually said that Lord Jesus is indeed a righteous man.
那主耶稣他是义人，他现在为我们死，然后救赎我们脱离罪，所以我们今天借着耶稣基督才有可能成为义人。
Now, Lord Jesus being a righteous man, he died for all of us, and therefore he was able to save all of us.
因为他没有罪，所以他有资格来为我们付出罪的代价。
Because he is blameless, that is why he can pay the price that we have.That he has set for us.
那所以今天在新约时代，我们认为的义人应该是接受主耶稣宝血赦罪的人。
So, in the New Testament, the righteous man is who are being baptized by the blood of Lord Jesus.
我们现在看加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第二章第十六节。
Galatians chapter 2.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节说，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。
Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ.And not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified.
从这节圣经我们就知道说，现在谁是义人呢？
From this verse, we can understand that who is a righteous person.
今天在主耶稣基督里面，在真教会里按照圣经所记载的这个合法的赦罪的洗礼经过的人，都是主耶稣眼前的义人了。
And so through the true church and through true baptism, we can then know that who is the righteous person.
所以现在义人就是我们主内弟兄姐妹的你跟我，我们每个人都是义人。
So all of us who are among who is sitting here is the righteous man.
那我们现在在读箴言的时候，我们就要看到这个义人，圣经里面讲的这个义人，那我们就要把它应用到我今天是就在讲我。
So when we read a book of Proverbs, when it talks about the righteous man, we should also understand that it is referring to us.
圣经里面这些教导是对我讲的。
And the teaching of the Bible is talking to me.
那现在他既然说义人的口是生命的泉源。
And now the Proverbs says that The mouth of the righteous is the fountain of life.
那什么叫做义人的口是生命的泉源呢？
So what does it mean that the mouth of the righteous is the well of life?
表示说我们今天的口如果能够说出的信息是让人可以了解主耶稣基督的救恩，那么就会带人进入永生，这个就是生命的泉源。
So if our mouth can speak the words of God and let others to understand the mystery and the truth, then our mouth has the righteous.
因为生命是从主耶稣基督的救恩来的。
Because righteous, the life is actually from the Lord.
主耶稣本身他是义人，他所嘴巴所讲出的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because Lord Jesus himself is a righteous person, therefore what he speaks is always the righteous.
主耶稣他所传讲的信息，这个福音呢，真的是让我们一个人可以从黑暗里面进入光明的。听到他的信息，愿意跟从的人就离开黑暗。
And whoever was able to listen to God's message or Lord Jesus' message, he will actually depart from darkness to light.
那现在这个现在，事实上是我们在世上生活的时候，我们这个嘴巴可能说出不一样的话，我们可能说一些话是没有造就人的。
When we are in this world, sometimes, we may speak something that is not edifying.
但是我们要了解，圣经既然提醒我们说我们义人的口应该是生命的泉源，那表示我们要很小心我们所说的话了。
But the Bible encourages that, since our mouth of righteous, our mouth is the fountain of life. Therefore, we need to be careful on what we say.
我们要从箴言里面看几页经节来看看，我们要谨慎我们的口舌。
So how do we use the book of Proverbs to encourage us to be careful about what we say?
我们现在看箴言第十八章二十一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
十八章二十一节。
18 verse 21.
生死在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
这句话很关键，生死在舌头泉下。我们的生死会因着我们所说出话 来决定的。
This is a critical point. Between life and death, our tongue actually can control the destination.
我们如果喜爱这个舌头能够得到生命了，他说我们一定会得到这个果子，因为这个果子最后一定是让我们得永生。
And if we can let our tongue produce life, then we can eat its fruits, which is eternal life.
好，那所以这个雅各书里面第三章啊，谈到这个舌头啊是白体里面最小的，可是是最有影响力的。
In James chapter 3, it mentioned that our mouth is actually the smallest part of our body, yet it actually has the greatest impact.
因为嘴巴小小的，舌头短短的，但是可以说大话。
Because even though the mouth is small, but we can actually say big words.
那舌头是火啊，舌头是火。
And tongue is like a fire.
雅各书说是个罪恶的世界。
And it is like an evil world.
那这个舌头能够污秽了全身，把我们的身体全部都弄脏了。
And tongue can actually defile.Our entire body.
也可以从也将我们的这个生命的这个火、哦、生命的轮子点起来，就是让这个运转的生命、哦、本来运转的好好的，最后被烧掉了。
And it can also create a big fire in our life.、
哦、然后而且这个火是从地里面点出来的。
And this fire is actually ignited from the
从地从 hell、
from hell、
哦。所以这个舌头。我们 要很谨慎的去控制它。
Therefore, we need to be careful in controlling our tongue.
那圣经箴言里面告诉我们说，我们有时候不要讲太多话。
And Proverbs encourages not to say too much.
我们看第十章的第十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 9.
十章十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇的是有智慧的。
Then words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
那个传道书也说了，言语多就会显出愚昧，有时候就会难免会讲错话。
And even Proverbs mentioned that if our words are too many, then we are more prone to have mistakes.
他说如果能够禁止嘴唇呢，是有智，就是能够控制自己的嘴唇的人是有智慧人。
And it encourages that to hold our own tongue because it would be wise.
然后那个这个再看看一节，看第十七章二十七节。
Let's also turn to chapter 17, verse 27.
十七章的二十七节。
17 verse 27.
这里说寡少言语的是有知识啊，性情温良的有聪明。
A man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even tempered.
这个表示说我们现在话呢，有时候不在于多了。
So it means that it does not necessarily that we have to say a lot.
我们有时候讲多了会讲错话，那就受亏损嘛。
And if we speak too much, then it will actually be a disadvantage to us.
二十一章的第二十三节。
Chapter 21.
二十一章二十三节。
Verse 23.
他说：“谨守口与舌的啊，就保守自己免受灾难。”
He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity.
好，所以呢，我们要控制，所以现在话不要很多，但是要讲出该讲的话。
So we should not speak too much, yet we should speak that what is appropriate.
那所以你看，我们现在要从主耶稣身上得一些例子来看看。
So let us use Lord Jesus' example as our learning process.
主耶稣他在世上是来传福音的。
And Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he wanted to preach the gospel.
基本上主耶稣他都没有讲废话。
And actually, Lord Jesus did not say anything that is unnecessary.
所以他所讲的话，他所说的话就是灵，就是生命了。
All the words that he speaks is a spirit and is life.
他说他是生命的粮。
And because Lord Jesus said he is the bread of life.
那个在约翰福音第六章的第六十三节。
In Book of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音六章六十三节。
Verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
因此主耶稣他绝对不会讲错话，他也不会讲那个没有用的话。
And therefore, Lord Jesus would not say anything that would be mistaken, or he will not say anything that is unnecessary.
但是当主耶稣嘴巴一开口讲话的时候，就是非常有智慧，而且是非常关键的话。
And whenever he speaks, it will be very critical.
你看那个约翰福音第八章，那个文士法利赛人把淫妇抓来，要来刁难试探主耶稣的时候。
In chapter 8, in Book of John, when the Pharisees brought a
淫乱的妇人。这个妇人是患淫乱的
adulterers that they wanted to see what Lord Jesus would do.
他们一直要主耶稣讲什么话啊？
And they wanted to find out what Lord Jesus would say.
你看主耶稣那个嘴巴就很谨慎，他禁止他的嘴唇。
And so during this time, we can see that Lord Jesus is very careful about what he say.
你看第六节，八章六节
，Chapter 8, verse 6.
他们说这话就是要试探耶稣。要得着告他的把柄，耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him, but Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
然后第七节说，他们还是不住的问他了，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说了：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
”In verse 7, when they kept on questioning him.He straightened up and said to him, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
这整个过程里面，主耶稣就只有讲这句话而已。
The whole process, Lord Jesus only spoke this one phrase.
然后这些人从老到少，一个一个就走了。
And then all those people, starting from old to young, they all walk away.
主耶稣并没有先跟他们来寒暄一下啦，来跟他们疏导一下他们的心理呀，都没有。
And Lord Jesus did not try to counsel any one of them.
他就只有讲出那个关键，就是谁没有罪，就可以先拿石头打这个妇人。
He only spoke in one critical phrase, whoever has no sin, then he can pick up a stone and throw at her.
所以他的话就像一道光，照入一个黑暗的人的黑暗的内心里。
So his words is like a light that shines into the heart of man.
那那个时候众人就醒了，他们就大家都就看到自己的黑暗，所以没有人敢拿石头打这个妇人了，走了。
Then congregation will realize their own darkness inside their heart. Then no one would dare to pick up a stone and throw at her.
然后这个困难的问题也解决了。
And this difficult problem is also resolved.
我们就看到主耶稣的话，他的口何等重要。
And so we can see how important Lord Jesus' lips and mouth.
这叫做他的口是生命的泉源。
Because his mouth is the life, the well of life.
然后当主耶稣被钉十字架，要被钉十字架的时候，他被审判。
And when Lord Jesus was about to be crucified on the cross, and he was being judged.
然后他面对很多人的诬告，那个祭司长的，那个比拉多的，西利王的，都一直想要用话要他回答，让他多讲一些话来为他自己辩护。
And he was being accused by many others, including the leaders and as well as the judge.
但是主耶稣他基本上如果是针对他本身个人的这些。控告主耶稣都不讲话。
And all the accusations that are toward to Lord Jesus, he did not speak of any word.
就是说他是毁谤什么啊？他是说了什么那个圣殿拆毁啊？然后他要把它重建起来。他们这些诬告的话，主耶稣他都没有讲。
Whether is a blasphemy about the temple will be destroyed and raised on after 3 days.All these accusations on Lord Jesus, he did not speak of any word.
那可是只有讲到跟真理有关系的，主耶稣就讲话了。
But only when people talk about the things that is related to the truth, then he will start to speak.
我们看马太福音第二十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew chapter 26.
第二十六章的六十二节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse
62. 62节，大祭司就站起来对耶稣说：“你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？”
Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
63节，耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说：“我指着永生神叫你启示告诉我们，你是神的儿子，基督不是。”
And 63, but Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
然后64节，耶稣都对他说了，你说的是。然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Verse 64, yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied, but I say to you, to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
从这几节圣经我们就看到主耶稣他是怎么样用他的口来发出生命的泉源呢？
Then in here we can see how Lord Jesus used his mouth as the well of life to explain to others.
今天 那时候那个比拉多他所说的，他说你是不是神的儿子？这个观念很重要，所以主耶稣就说，而且说得很清楚，还把以后所要发生的事情先跟他讲一次。
Pilate also asked Lord Jesus whether you are the Son of God, and Lord Jesus replied to him in order to explain to him the process.
我以后还要再来。
I will come again.
所以我们就看到这句话，那个主耶稣他说他还要驾着天上的云降临呢、啊，使徒行传第一章那两个天使穿白的天使不是跟那个门徒这样说吗？你看着这个耶稣升上去，他还怎么样再来？其实主耶稣早就讲过的。
And if we can remember how the two angels talk about Lord Jesus will come again with the clouds, and Lord Jesus in here also mentioned that he will come again on the clouds of heaven.、
所以这个就是主耶稣他说的话，就是生命，他所说的一定跟救恩有关系，是非常重要的话语宣告。
So the words of Lord Jesus is very important because it all carry the truth and life.
因此我们现在看到主耶稣他给我们留下的榜样，我们就要学习，要用我们的口来传扬福音真理。
So Lord Jesus gave us a very good example so that whenever we speak, we need to speak that would preach the gospel.
让我们的口也成为生命的泉源，能够让人得到这个永生，这个福音的奥秘。
Let our mouth also become the well of life, so that others can also obtain this fountain of truth.
你看那个箴言第十章，看回第十章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章，它到第二十节哈，十章二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
这里说，义人的舌乃是高银，恶人的心所值无几。
The tongue of righteous is a choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value.
这个就是这个义人所说的话很有价值，很贵重。
In here, it talks about the tongue of righteous. It has very huge value.
那这个有价值不在于说，哎，我们今天这个我们预测的很准，比如说今天哇，股市什么时候会涨，什么时候。经济形势会怎么样？我会预告这个将来以后这个社会的局势，这个其实没有什么价值。
This value does not mean that we can, we are able to predict any future movements, whether it's a stock movements or other things like that.
如果我们从生命的泉源这个角度去看，那么这个义人的这个舌头所讲出的话，应该是要让人可以明白真理。
If we use the angle of way of life, then we should remember that the tongue is to let others understand about truth.
你看那个时候，在《使徒行传》第八章在讲这个腓力在传福音给这个埃提亚伯太监的时候。
If we look at in Book of Acts, chapter 8.
我们现在看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 8.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
这是太监，这个太监他在读，在这个马车上读以赛亚书。
And there is a eunuch, was reading the book of Isaiah.
第三十四节，太监对腓力说：“请问先生，先知说这话是指着谁呢？是指着自己说的呢？是指着别人说呢？”
And verse 34, the eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?"
然后十五节，腓力就开口，从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣了。
And verse 35, then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
表示腓力他得看他解释呢，这个让这个太监呢豁然开朗，哇，他就看到了，哦，原来主耶稣基督就是这个预言里面的弥赛亚。
And so Philip actually explained to this this eunuch so that he was able to understand that Lord Jesus is the one that he read about in Book of Isaiah.
我们就看到他的话很有价值。
And we can see that Philip's speech has great value.
他的话让这个人看到生命的路。
His speech actually let others see. The righteous path.
他也明白我现在信耶稣，那我一定要洗礼。
And so he understood that I must believe in Jesus and I must be baptized.
所以你看，他到了第三十六节的地方，他们到了水有水的地方，这个时候太监主动说：“看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
And so in verse 36, when they walked toward to an area that has water, then the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?"
然后三十七节，腓力就说了：“你如果是一心相信，是就可以了。”哦，然后他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”
And then, verse 37 and 38, that he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized
him. 哦，然后你没有第三十七节吗？你说一心相信就可以的。
Verse 37, Philip said, "If you believe with all your hearts, you may."
哦，所以后来他们这个太监就受洗了嘛。
And then later on, this eunuch was baptized.
然后这个太监就欢欢喜喜的回家去了。
And afterwards, a eunuch went home joyously.
所以我们就看到这个叫做义人的舌比是高于比那个黄金还重要 还有价值。
So we can say that the mouth of righteous is even more valuable than gold.
那我们看这个是因为他讲明真理的哈，才有价值。
It is because he was able to speak about the truth. That is why it has value.
看回来箴言第十章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 10.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
义人的口教养多人，愚昧人因无知而死亡。
The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment.
义人的口，他所讲的话，让很多人可以得到教训，也知道那个路嘛。
And the lips of the righteous will let many receive education and knowledge.
你看这个彼得啊，彼得他开口要讲话的时候
，When Peter start to speak.
在使徒行传第二章，当他领受圣灵，他现在就回答当时候一些人的疑问了。
In Book of Acts, chapter 2, when he after he received the Holy Spirit, he started to talk about the gospel.
他就传福音，他就讲解这个道理。
He started to explain all the truth.
他从得圣灵开始讲。
He started to talk about. Starting from he receiving the Holy Spirit,
然后讲到这个神的预言
and also talks about the prophecy of God.
那讲到耶稣基督
and also all the way through to Lord Jesus Christ.
然后证明说，你们现在把耶稣钉十字架，他是个义人，是基督，你们竟然把他钉死了
and to prove that Lord Jesus is a righteous man, and you have actually nail him on the cross.
当时候他们很多人还不觉得说把主耶稣基督钉死十字架有什么错误啊。
And many during that time, many people were not aware that crucifying the Lord Jesus was a big mistake.
但是等到彼得一讲完之后，他们心就被扎到，他们就说啊，那这样子我们怎么办
？But after Peter spoke, then their hearts were pierced and realized the mistake, and they were trying to figure out well how they can rectify the mistake.
所以第二章第三十七节，众人听见这话就觉得扎心了，对彼得跟其余的使徒说了：“弟兄们，我们当怎么办？”第三十七节。
So in verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do?
然后彼得就告诉他们，应该要受洗，要悔改，要受洗啊。
And so Peter replied to them, you have to repent and be baptized.
然后彼得一讲完，这个方法一讲完，三千个人就接受洗礼。
And after this method was given out, then 3,000 men were baptized.
很多人就明白这个得救的路了。
And many people realized the way to salvation.
然后后来到第三章的时候，你就看到那个彼得行了神迹以后，很多人觉得很惊讶。
So in starting chapter 3, when Peter was able to perform miracles, many were amazed.
很多人都聚集到彼得那边去了。
Many gathered to Peter.
好，我们现在看第三章的第十二节。
Just read chapter 3, verse 12.
然后彼得就看见，就对他百姓说了：“以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢
？”When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?"
在使徒行传一开始的几章里面，只要彼得一讲话，基本上都有很多人信主。
And starting in Book of Acts, whenever Peter speak.There will be many who will believe.
所以到第四章第四节说，听道之人有许多信的，男丁数目约到五千呢。
So in chapter 4, verse 4, many who heard the message believe, and the number of men grew to about 5,000.
这就是为什么说义人的口可以教养多人。他一开口教训，很多人就因为他的话语得到真理，也能够得到这个生命的方向。
And that is why the mouth of righteous can.Let other be educated, and so that they can know the way to salvation.
然后义人的口可以让人得喜悦嘛，哈。
And the mouth of righteous can let other receive a joy.
那个箴言十章三十二节说，义人的嘴能令人喜悦，恶人的口说乖谬的话。 32节。
In book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 32, and the lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is a perverse.
就是说，义人的嘴，他能够知道说什么是可以被接受，什么应该要讲的。
And so this means that the lips of the righteous will know what to say.
什么是对人家有造就的。
And will know what is beneficial to others.
所以看到说这个义人其实也是有智慧的。
And so we can see that this righteous man is also filled with wisdom.
所以我们从这一章里面看到这个义人呢，他们真的是能够善用他的话语，虽然不多，但是都有很有价值，都很关键，很重要的教导。
So we can see that the righteous man can utilize their speech.
然后这个义人呢，其实都会相对得到很多福气的啦。
And we can also say that the righteous man will receive abundant blessings.
在箴言里面，他特别强调这个义人会有什么福啊？
And in Book of Proverbs, he emphasizes a righteous man will have what kind of blessings.
你如果自己整理，把它列出来，列很多很多，好几十项，那个义人的福气。
If you can organize in this book, you can see there are many blessings.
光是从第十章我们就看到几点了。
And starting from chapter 10, we can already see some points.
箴言十章六节说，福祉会临到义人的头。
In chapter 10, verse 6, blessing crown the head of the righteous.
然后第三节那里说，神不会使义人受饥饿。
And verse 3, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry.
第七节说，义人的纪念是被称赞的。
Verse 7, the memory of the righteous will be a blessing.
第十六节说，义人的勤劳至生。
And verse 16, the wages of the righteous brings them life.
二十四节。
Verse 24,
义人所愿的必蒙应允。
And the righteous desire will be granted.
到二十五节。
Verse 25.
义人的根基却是永久的。
The righteous stand firm forever.
然后二十八节。
Verse 28.
义人的盼望必得喜乐。
The prospect of the righteous is joy.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
义人永不挪移。
The righteous will never be uprooted.
这个都在讲这个义人他所得到的福气啊。
These are all the blessings that refer to the righteous man.
他基本上都是会跟这个恶人都做对照的，恶人会结果完全不一样。
And this is to compare to the wicked man who will have a complete opposite result.
那当然，这个恶人他的所受到的灾殃，他所说的话跟义人就不一样，就完全相反。他讲的就不是真言，可能就是谎言了。
And so the wicked man will haveA complete opposite a result. They will not speak about the truth, but all lies.
那所以这个圣经里面在讲这个义人跟恶人的时候，就是义人是我们要学习的，恶人就是我们应当要作为警惕的，不要让我们成为恶人了。
So this book encourages that when it compares the righteous man and the wicked man, we should learn from the righteous man, but not the wicked man.
愿我们弟兄姐妹都能够效法学习这个箴言里面的信息，我们用我们的嘴巴呢，我们的口呢，来传扬福音。
And may the Lord help us so that we can use our mouth to preach the gospel.
跟弟兄姐妹分享真理。
And also share the truth with one another.
我们可能跟人家分享我们所了解到圣经里面的信息，让人可以跟我们一起来同走这个生命的道路。
And also share the message that we have learned from the Bible so that we can walk together on the journey of heaven.
我们会发现说我们所说的话有价值，我们心里也是很喜乐，我们所做的也蒙神悦纳。
And then we will realize the words that we speak will carry a value and will also bring joy to every one of us.
我们今天晚上分享到这里，在唱诗423首。
And the singing number 423.